Welcome to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related, presented by the Physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists. I'm your host, Susan Curtin. Today, we have Dr. Ray Smith of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialists located in Shreveport, Louisiana, and we're discussing the Vein Center. Welcome, Dr. Smith.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us all about the Vein Center at ACS.
Well, the Vein Center is a very exciting endeavor that we started at ACS approximately 3 years ago. We'll be going into our fourth year this year of the Vein Center. And the Vein Center is a standalone center. It is located in the building of which houses our clinics and our outpatient testing facility. And the Vein Center takes care of a myriad of vein problems, all the way from superficial spider veins, all the way to very complex problems such as venous ulcer disease and reflux disease of the veins. The Vein Center is essentially a clinic and a treatment center all composed into one center. We have a large treatment room with endothermal catheters that we use to ablate a lot of vein and take care of a lot of vein issues. And then we have two exam rooms that not only are used to evaluate patients, but they also are used to treat some of the cosmetic or spider veins.
So tell me the types of procedures that are performed in the Vein Center.
The primary procedure that we're treating in the Vein Center is called saphenous reflux disease, and that's reflux of the more superficial vein systems of the lower extremities. These superficial veins, when they are refluxing, they cause a multitude of problems to include swelling. They cause skin discoloration. They can cause ulcerations. And so they can be very debilitating problems. How we treat them is with a catheter-based technique called endothermal ablation, where a tiny catheter is inserted around the mid-calf region. It travels up the vein all the way up to the groin area, and after appropriate anesthesia is given, we actually burn or cauterize the inside of that vein. This obliterates the vein, and it heals slowly over the next 4 to 6 months, to completely eliminate the reversal of blood flow or reflux of blood flow down that vein that causes these problems.
Dr. Smith, why is vascular care important for heart health?
Well, it's all intertwined. The whole circulatory system is all, the way we're all road mapped, it's all hooked together, and it all has to work together. The arteries have to take the blood from the heart down to the legs and all the tissues of the body, and the veins have to bring it back. And so if you have a defect in that, what I call highway system, it'll affect either side, if either side's bothersome. So it's important to have healthy arteries, and it's important to have healthy veins.
Right, and we have superficial veins, and then we have deep veins, correct?
Primarily when we talk about the superficial and deep systems, we're talking about the extremities and primarily the lower extremity. You have deep vein systems that are located kind of in the muscle layer. And so as you walk and as you move, those muscles actually help push those veins and help the veins milk, if you will, that blood out of the legs. The superficial systems, however, are usually between the muscle layer and the skin, and they don't have that protection of the muscles. And so when they varicose, they generally deliver blood the wrong way, because the way the valve systems are set up, when a vein dilates, we lose our valve structures in the veins, and so the blood it generally goes the reverse direction, and we call that reflux. We call anything that's in the human body that goes the wrong way, we call it reflux, and that's what happens with these veins.
Is it important to treat varicose veins?
It is if they're causing a problem. Now, a lot of people have real superficial varicose veins, and they just may be cosmetic and not causing them problems, but if they cause pain or debilitation when you're walking throughout the day, or if they're causing ulcerations or other problems that relate to your circulation, difficulty to heal any type of wounds or surgical procedures you may have on your lower extremities, it's important to treat them.
Would it be a good idea for individuals to undergo a cardiovascular screening before being seen in the Vein Center?
Generally, yes. We think that if you have a significant problem, you probably should have the entire cardiovascular system looked at and with a clinic visit. first of all. We do have patients that come in with just spider veins, and cosmetic procedures can be done in the vein center that don't necessarily need an office visit. They would just meet with us there in the vein center, and we would get them set up for the cosmetic treatments. But for more significant problems such as swelling and debilitation, ulcers in particular, you would need to see the physician in the clinic first.
And how does someone schedule an appointment?
Just simply call the office. It's not a referral process. Probably 80% of our patients are done through referrals from other physicians and wound care centers and other entities around the area. But about 15 to 20% of people just call in. They've either heard podcasts like this or have seen things in magazines, and they just are curious because they have these symptoms.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Smith.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
To learn more about advanced cardiovascular specialists, visit acsdoctors.com.